Champions jackpot of an estimated 130 million euro. Play responsibly in store, in app, or at lottery.ie.
No, 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 no. This podcast is not, or even this podcast episode, is not being sponsored by the National Lottery in Ireland. No, I'm driving on Friday morning, quick as I can, within reasonable speed limit, with 25% of my battery left, which isn't an awful lot. I'm driving to Cove Golf Club, because I put myself down to play at 9:15. Now, what I don't know is whether I have a buggy, whether I'll be able to put my golf clubs onto it and get a thing to carry it them for me. You see, I have to take ibuprofens to get me around the golf course. Without them, I don't think I can make it. My knees are not as good as I'd like them to be. So I'm a bit focused. I have a uni focus this morning. And the uni focus is on the question of whether or not I have a buggy. A buggy is kind of like my wheelchair for the golf course. Or else it's like somebody carrying me round the golf course, and I just get out of the contraption in which they're carrying me in order to hit a shot, and I get back into the contraption. Actually, I dislike using it when I have nobody in the contraption with me. I haven't used that word contraption in donkey's years. I wish I could. Yeah. Maybe I should use that word more often. Yeah, this car has a way of reading my mind. Whenever I'm distracted from paying attention on the road, it makes that sound. And also, I used Siri this morning.
Turn left at the end of the road.
Do something at the end of the road. You see, I'm not used to the voice command controls of this car. The reason is that I haven't RTFM. I haven't RTFM'd.
Now turn left.
Oh, it's a little chilly. There's clouds in the sky, blue breaking through. And I'm back on the wheel of fortune. I'm getting back into golf. Yes, and so far I haven't talked to anybody or recorded anybody about getting back into golf. I don't know why. I think it's because I haven't dared to say to one of the people I've been playing golf with in the last 3 days I've been playing golf, can I have a little chat with you about what it's been like for you getting back into golf? How have you done it? Well, which comes first? Why have you done it? Or maybe it is, what? Are you getting back into golf? And they might say, yes, sort of, maybe, perhaps. And then I would say, why? Why are you getting back into golf? And they would give me some class of an answer. And I could follow that up with another. Well, have you missed it? Why did you give it up in the first place? And how are you going to do today? Or how are your efforts comparing with what you hoped you would be doing by now as you get back into golf? Shopping and changing. There's an electric charging point in Cove Golf Club, which is 200 meters away.
Meters, turn left.
And I'm going to be turning left and going up a hill. And I've got here at 9 o'clock, which which means that I got from home to Cove Golf Club entrance in 15 minutes, which is very good. And just in case I forget what else I was doing today, besides getting up late, I was saying goodbye to my daughter. Yeah, she's off to Dublin, and for the first time in her life, she will be, well, I'm exaggerating, she'll be living away from home. Yes, she's going to be staying for the next couple of months with, I think she said, a group of seven other young women who are university students. And she's doing a, it's not a placement, I keep thinking, is it an internship? I think she's getting some money for it, so I don't know if it is really an internship, but anyway, she's gonna work in not Allied Irish Bank, that's the second big bank, the Bank of Ireland Treasury Department. I'm here. Oh God, there's somebody. Oh, maybe that is my buggy. Perhaps that is my buggy. I really do hope so. I better get in here quickly before somebody comes and takes it from me. Whoops. Oh, he's going that way. Okay. Well, I'll go this way. Okay, that's it.